It is in love and light and trust that I, the Ascended Master Serapis Bey, speak with you today about compassion. Before I was Master, I was Angel. And as such, a being composed of love. Part of love's power is compassion. The ability to be moved by the plight of another into action in order to assist them in their difficulty and state of recrimination and pain and confusion. Compassion is what makes the universe sing, although at times nature can seem to be quite incompassionate in its action. Compassion and love sits at the very heart of the fabric of creation, sits at the very core and centre of the divine, is threaded through the nature of the angel and inspires their action in accordance with the divine will. Some find it easy to be compassionate to their fellow men, to the creatures of their world, to the vegetable kingdom, to the realm of crystals and stones, whilst others, because of the way in which they themselves were raised, because of the way in which they have chosen to buy into the current state of consciousness that dominates their world, see compassion as a sign of weakness only. In truth, when we exorcise compassion, it opens the heart. It enables us to be better people. It enables us to give not only to those around us who are in need, but also to ourselves the love and light that we require. For all are one. In being compassionate to others, it is important to endeavour to be sure that we are not falling into the realms of pity. Pity is judgment-based, whereas compassion is unconditional. We can be compassionate to a multi-billionaire as much as we can be compassionate to someone who is penniless. Pity tends to fall instead on those who we might consider to be less fortunate only than ourselves, and it serves the ego by inflating the sense of superiority rather than equalizing the sense of need to give. It is also important in regards to compassion to recognize that we must give it equally to ourselves as we might to others. We must be compassionate, loving and forgiving to our own faults and foibles in the same way that we might to those around us. In many ways, this is more difficult. It is easy to be compassionate to the stranger, or the colleague, or the friend. But when we endeavour to exercise such compassion to ourselves, we can find that we are confounded by an inability to see ourselves in a similar way as being someone who is worthy of such attention and such love. It is a fault of humanity that they cannot always see themselves in such a manner. And it is, in many ways, a manifestation of the ego. For to imagine that oneself is so bad that one is unworthy of love, whereas others who perform similar actions to those that we have performed are still worthy, implies that we see ourselves as being special in some way, different to that other person, when this is not necessarily so. Also, to inhibit ourselves from receiving the love of the divine, which can equally flow through us for ourselves as much as it can flow through another, is to exercise judgment over ourselves when endeavouring to channel a non-judgmental force. True compassion, true divine compassion, you see, is not restricted only to the saint or to those who commit what might be considered minor sin, but rather it is offered to all. However dark the crime that has been committed, consciously or unconsciously. This is a difficult spiritual teaching, and difficult even more to spiritually apply. It falls into the boundaries of unconditional love. And although at some point in time, most on the spiritual path will experience it, even if it is only fleetingly, it is not something initially which is easy to manifest inside oneself. Empathy, compassion, is then stepping stones that lead the heart to opening to its fullest blossom, whereby true unconditional love might shine upon all those who are in need. As then it is my kind, the angels and also the masters who have either mastered such states of consciousness or being, or been born and created in such states of grace, it is to us that you can turn to in order to help you promote compassion in your heart and unconditional love for both yourself and others. And so, when you feel the need, when you feel drawn, but you struggle, turn to us for aid. There are masters more qualified than I to assist. Lady Nada of the Third Ray, she who was once Mary Magdalene, who is the avatar of love and wisdom. Kuan Yin, Bodhisattva of the Eighth Ray, who is patroness of the flame of compassion. that I also, as angel and master, can be invoked, and the power of my grace also, to help you act and flow in states of compassion that are devoid of self-questioning, something which requires often courage and conviction of one's spiritual belief and truth. Call upon then me thus. Serapis Bey, master of the second ray, he who is both angel and master of grace, shine thy starlit light through me, and help me to act in compassion for all those in need, transcending my ego and embracing the love of the divine that is part of my divine inheritance. In conclusion, then, I would say this. Your world is one that is in need of compassion at this time. Many seek its aid and comfort. Many may yet still be too proud to receive its light and love, but are nevertheless in need of it, and so may benefit from its blessing in a more invisible way. Compassion, you see, does not have to be demonstrative. It does not have to be seen, and often it is more powerful when given in camouflage, when given anonymously, when given invisibly. For to do so takes away the potential for the ego to be present in the giving, and sweetens the power of the gift by so doing. Many, then, who are hungry, or cold, or lonely, or ailing, or sad, or desperate, many who can no longer see the good in themselves because of the mistakes that they have made or think they have made because of their actions, are in need of the redemption of compassion to enable them to begin to believe that they are better than they have been led to believe they are, to know through simple acts of kindness that they are loved and valued, that they have not been forgotten, that they have something to contribute to the world. Kindness and compassion breeds kindness and compassion. Love breeds love. The darkest heart, closed and cold, can be opened and thawed with such actions. And in future times, when those who have been touched by compassion stumble upon someone else who is in need, they will recall the time when they were so gifted and pass the gift on, perpetuating the wave of love. Remember this, then, the power of this, and do all within your power to share the divine gift of the compassion of your heart. Let this then be so. So mote it be. Amen.